A reading from Mark, chapter 16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What benefits does baptism give? In his small catechism, Luther answers this question. It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. His follow-up question, which are these words and promises of God? He answers with our text this evening. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. What benefits does baptism give? To the world, and even to some Christians, this question makes no sense. If you observe a baptism, you don't see the one being baptized receive any benefits other than perhaps an incidental candle and a handkerchief-sized cloth, perhaps with a shell embroidered on it. To all the world, what seems to be happening in baptism is that a person is renouncing the devil and confessing his faith in the triune God, thereby solemnly committing himself to Christ. The primary action in baptism looks to be what the person being baptized does, not what he receives. So in order to address the question, what benefits does baptism give, we need first to recall what baptism is. Not just plain water, but water included in God's command and combined with God's word. The baptismal formula goes, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Luther summarized the implications of this well in his large catechism. To be baptized in God's name is to be baptized not by men, but by God himself. Therefore, although baptism is performed by human hands, it is still God's own work. Just as it isn't apparent to the natural eye that God is active and doing something in baptism, so also the benefits he gives in baptism cannot be seen with the eye. Instead, we need to see with our ears, to rely on God's word, that is, what he says and promises concerning baptism. Luther points us to words from Mark's gospel. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. God draws a causal connection between baptism and salvation. Now, some might protest that isn't really the case. After all, in this verse from St. Mark, believing and being baptized are given together as grounds for salvation. And as the sentence continues, it's lack of faith, not lack of baptism, that's identified as the cause of condemnation. Okay. A close reading of that sentence could be understood as not drawing so firm a connection between baptism and salvation as Luther does in his answer. But what about Jesus' words to Nicodemus? Truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Or even more plainly, from St. Peter's first letter, baptism now saves you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God's holy word is very clear. Baptism brings, gives, bestows, and conveys eternal salvation. The scriptures don't merely state this as a fact, though. God also gives us an explanation of how this happens. We know that the wages of sin is death, and not just physical death, but eternal death in hell. That's what you and I have earned by our sins. But we're saved from that fate by baptism. The apostles invite, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Ananias put it this way as he spoke to a Pharisee named Saul, more familiar to us as the Apostle Paul. Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Thus God teaches us that in baptism, he is addressing the problem that causes temporal and eternal death, the problem of sin, where there is no longer any sin. Death no longer has any claim. St. Paul explains this more fully in Romans 6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Death no longer has power over those who have been baptized, because in baptism they died with Christ. As Paul writes elsewhere, you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So then let's review Luther's question again. What benefits does baptism give? Answer, it works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. Each and every assertion Luther makes here is backed up by God's word. It's clear then that in baptism, God delivers to you, through plain water combined with God's word, all of the benefits Jesus won for you on the cross. Luther puts it well. The power, work, profit, fruit, and purpose of baptism is this: to save. For no one is baptized in order that he may become a prince, but as the words say, that he may be saved. We know that to be saved is nothing other than to be delivered from sin, death, and the devil. It means to enter into Christ's kingdom and to live with him forever. In baptism, there is freely brought to everyone's door such a treasure and medicine that it utterly destroys death and preserves all people alive. We must think this way about baptism. So when our sins and our conscience oppress us, we strengthen ourselves and take comfort and say, nevertheless, I am baptized. And if I am baptized, it is promised to me that I shall be saved and have eternal life, both in soul and in body. By baptism, we are made holy and are saved. No other kind of life, no work here on earth can do this. Only baptism. An aid in following Luther's encouragement to take comfort in your baptism is wonderfully provided in the hymn we sang earlier. God's own child, I gladly say it. In it, we see how the truth, I am baptized into Christ, is a certain comfort against sin, against Satan, and against death. Remember this hymn and use it when guilt or temptation or fear oppress. For your baptism into Christ means that you have been forgiven, rescued from death and the devil, been given salvation. You're a child of God, and so also a child of paradise. Thank God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.